Okay, let's turn our attention now to Spotlight Crawley and shining that light this morning on things to come this coming month. Of course, is Parveen Khan. Morning, Parveen. Happy New Year to you.
Hi, Tony. Happy New Year to you too.
It was a good one, I hope.
It was quite interesting, actually. Quite peaceful, actually, being at home with the family, which we all kind of need after a tough year sometimes. So yeah, no, it was good.
Just once in a while we need to do that, don't we, really get that break? Yeah. And that, and then of course January starts and off we go again, which means that there are things going on in Crawley that you're going to tell us about this morning. And I guess we're going to start with a wonderful little thing called Wriggle and Roll. I love it.
I love anything to do with kids anyway. And it's so important to spend that time with your children, especially when they're quite young. You get this really nice, special bond with the kids. So this is called Wriggle Roll, and it's for babies who are under 14 months old. It's happening at St. Mary's Church in Southgate. And it's most Tuesdays from 10:30 to 11:45. It's a free kind of event, but it's so lovely. So there's a really nice safe space, play time, taking your time with interaction with your children. I think it's so important, and it's so lovely to have that actually, and to have that space where you can actually spend time with the children, especially when they're so young. Especially, you know, we're working so hard these days, and everybody's, you know, the both parents are working. So, but it's nice to have that kind of an hour and a half, just quality time with your babies.
Yeah, I mean, the good thing with that, with babies of that age, is that it's good for them to interact with other children. And of course, a bit later on in life, they won't even know they've been there. They'll forget it. They're at that age. They won't have those sorts of memories. Yeah. But I'm sure there'll be lots of pictures of them to remind them, or somebody will remind them a bit later on in life. But Wriggle and Roll, it's on fortnightly, did you say, or weekly?
Yeah, I think it might be weekly, actually. But it's in St. Mary's Church in Southgate. And also, Tony, they don't answer you back at that age.
They smile at you and you go, and you're heart melts. That's how it works, which is kind of leads us quite nicely on to the panto. And it is, of course, panto season. Oh yes, it is.
Oh no, it isn't.
Okay. You get the
idea. I've never been to a panto.
Have you not?
No. Oh. I've never been to a panto.
Oh, you should. It's one of life's joys.
Yeah, no, I will. I will go one day. It just scares me though sometimes.
Why does it scare you?
I don't know. I just remember watching Les Dawson. Was it Les Dawson?
Yeah, Les Dawson, yeah.
And he used to do all that, and he was a little bit scary, actually, with his big dresses and big outfits.
No, nothing like that at all. Pantomime is one of those things. It's for the whole family, and you'll get jokes for the kids that everybody will get, and you'll get jokes for the adults that the kids won't get, which is the good thing about it. It has a mixture of things in it. Go along, be prepared to be very silly, and enjoy. There are things that they used to do at pantomime they can't do now for health and safety reasons and stuff. But it's a wonderful experience. If you've never been to pantomime, seriously, I do recommend it. And I see that there's one on at the Haven Centre in Crawley Down, I do believe. It's called Dick Whittington and His Cat.
Yes, it's called Dick Haven Theatre. I've never been there, but apparently it's meant to be really, really nice. They're very much a community feel and a community kind of theatre. So yeah, it's Dick Whittington, and it's in on Saturday the 14th of January as well. That'd be quite good. Yeah, so there's one on the Saturday the 14th, and it's got different times. But if you just go into Haven Theatre website, they will give you lots more information about what's happening. But I mean, I will try and get to a theatre. I will try and get to a pantomime once. There is another pantomime actually, and the Hawth Theatre. That's on from the 21st to the 22nd of January, and it's called Alison in Pantoland.
Yeah. Well, so just to fill you in, a little bit on panto, if you're not sure.
Yes.
These are things where the girls play the boys and the boys play the girls.
Oh.
So it's all a bit of bit of a laugh, really.
Yeah.
Just be prepared to go with a completely open mind. There's nothing crude or filthy about them at all. There's just some wonderfully outrageously funny jokes and things normally associated with pantomime. And I'm guessing that Alice in Pantoland is going to be somebody's take on Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. It sounds really interesting. Some of my friends, their kids are involved in this, so that should be quite good. But yeah, so get down to the Hoth Theatre and yeah, it should be interesting. I might go, actually. I might try and get the tickets for it and go. That'd be good.
Of course, there's also the Oxted Players doing their thing as well, but that's in a completely different area. It's our area, but it's to the north of the area, and they of course have Cinderella going on.
I mean, the Hoth Theatre attracts quite a lot of famous people, doesn't it, for their pantomimes. I think a lot of the, soap stars, they go and do the pantomimes at the end of the year, don't they?
I think you'll find lots and lots of actors. It's one of those things they love to do, because it's such a different medium to all of the rest of the straight acting and straight comedy and that. This is actually, it's almost like pure farce. and say you have to go to one to actually find out what it's like, and just join in, be silly for a couple of hours, and you come out thinking, oh, that was great, I haven't had fun like that in a long time. it's stuff like that. So yeah, panto season, Alice in Panto Land at the Hoth. Where are we off to next?
Well, it's called Celebrating Diversity, and this has been introduced by Crawley Interfaith Network, who are a brilliant, they're just brilliant bunch of people, and they do such great stuff, and, I love all the events that I always go to with them. Mm-hmm. So this is about celebrating diversity, and it's through lullabies and storytelling, and as you know, you and me, we love a good story.
We
love the folk tales, and we love the lullabies and the nursery rhymes and everything. So this is a lady called Hannah Yaffa, and she's from Jerusalem actually, and she's a musician and a storyteller, and she's going to be there on Wednesday the 25th of January at Crawley Museum, 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. I think it's going to be wonderful. I'm definitely going. It's a free event, and it's about lullabies, music, it's about storytelling and how different cultures have this sort of historical and heritage about storytelling. We've all got that in every culture and every country. So I think this would be so interesting. So do pop along. It's at Crawley Museum, Wednesday the 25th. So I love storytelling, and I love the idea that we are all diverse, and we all got things to say, and are part of our traditions and our culture, and it's lovely to celebrate that.
It sounds like it. I mean, good to tell a story or two, or listen to somebody tell a story. It's not something I've done very often, but I always find it enthralling when somebody does read out a story or a book loud. It's like an audio book, way these things are done and delivered is just phenomenal, and it kind of captivates you, and if you don't pay attention you miss bits anyway. Moving on swiftly, you sent me this other little thing which doesn't have a heading to it, but it says Wednesday 18th of January at 7 p.m. Rififi, which is a French film about a master thief who plans one last jewel heist. The filming of the robbery is famed for its finite detail and incredible tension. The film has English subtitles, followed by Crawdads on the 1st of Feb. Where is this we're talking about?
Yeah, this is St. Peter's Church on Ifield Road in West Green, and is such an amazing place, and I sometimes go there. So they show films like every 3-4 months actually. Yeah. So they've got some really brilliant films coming up. I love French films. I love different films from different countries. And so this is on the Wednesday the 18th of January at 7 p.m. St. Peter's Church, Ifield Road, West Green.
Yeah.
The doors open at 6 o'clock. They've got tea and coffee, and I think it's just an amazing place. I think it's not just about the film, Tony, it's about social gathering and meeting new people and interacting with people, and the discussion about films, and I think it's such an amazing place, and it's such a good thing to go to. And every so often they've got different films coming up. So that one's on Wednesday, the 18th of January, but they've also got the Crow Dad Sing, where the Crow Dad Sing on Wednesday, the 1st of February at 7 p.m. again. The doors open at 6 p.m. I actually didn't like that film. I have seen it, but the book was better.
I think, I mean, sometimes that is the case, but it depends on how you get on with some of the film work. Some of them can be a tad on the obscure side. But that is, of course, as you said, St. Peter's Church on Ifield Road in West Green. And amazing what they do. And I'm guessing that's part of a film club that they have. Right, to something else. I spoke with Samantha Prentice to talk about an event called It's Good to Talk, which is an event for the Mind Charity. It's all to do with an event that she has on the 27th of January in Crawley, taking place at the Goss Park Social Club. Know it?
Yes, I think it's a brilliant place. I love the Goss Park, the Friends of Goss Park and the place there. I think it's so brilliant. And I think, you know, we sometimes do discuss about Christmas and about New Year and the pressures of it. So it's kind of nice to have this event because it gives you time to sit with other people, to social interaction, just to talk about how life is and how life can get sometimes a bit down for some people. But Mind are such a brilliant organization anyway. I think they do such great stuff. And I think a lot more is being done around mental health. So I think it's important. Yeah, just, you know, I think it's just an amazing organization. The events are quite good. I've been to a few of their events before.
Well, this is not a Mind. This is not a Mind event. This is an event for Mind, done by Samantha Prentice is the lady's name, and she basically talked to us about her own experience and the experience of several others around her, and has found that the charity has actually helped her out quite a lot. So she actually wants to give something back. So she's putting on this event. Now, tickets are going to cost you £20 if sold in advance. You can give her a call on 077 872 896, or there's a very, very long email address, which is very simply 27 January 2023, charity event at btinternet.com. If you got that, you're a better man than I. But the detail is already on the Susie Radio website. But the thing is, there's a lot of good stuff there to go at as well. There's Kay and George going to be there from 7:45. They'll start the evening. Then Paul Stanworth from 8 will headline, and headlining, should I say, is Keith George. If you like Boy George and Culture Club, this one's going to be for you. 7:45, 8:45, 9:45, the Boy George Experience, with a raffle on as well. So she's hoping to raise a lot of money for Mind. So anybody that's interested, get yourselves along there to the Goss Park Social Club. It's RH11 8PE, the postcode for the sat-nav, and it's on the 27th of January, which is a Friday, which I think is a good place to end, actually, don't you?
Yes, I think so. I think it's brilliant. Love Boy George. So, I mean, there's lots of things to do in January, February, so everybody get out and about and just enjoy Crawley and what it has to offer.
And if you're putting on an event, do get in touch with us. It's tony.williams@susieradio.com, or you can go via studio@susieradio.com. Mark your event for me, and we can actually talk about it just a little bit and find out a little bit more and hopefully get you some publicity. Parveen, good to catch up as always today. Slightly lighter than normal, because there's normally a lot more, but it is January, so we're excused, aren't we?
Yes, I think so. We need a break in January.
No, we need a break to get over Christmas, you mean? That's what January's about.
Yeah,
yeah,
so true.
Okay. Parveen, thank you for talking to us today, and we will catch up with you in a month's time.
Brilliant. Thank you, Tony.
Cheers. Thank you.